Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Here I am in Brazil on a farm, not just any old farm. This farm goes on and on as far as the eye can see. 62,000 acres, soybeans and cotton and corn. The farm is all in one rectangular chunk. The cotton's ready to harvest, the soybeans are already in the bin, and the corn is nearly ready to pick. The farm has 70 employees, 90 combines, and 227 tractors. Compared to our standards, the farm appears to be over-equipped, but labor's cheap there, and certainly machinery's not very cheap, though. The cotton looks good to me, but I'm no expert on cotton. Although the soybeans have already been harvested, they yielded 53 bushel per acre, not bad. However, the corn doesn't look good at all. It won't yield 100 bushel. Their soil is pretty thin. They said they must use 3 times as much fertilizer as we do. Now, here are my observations. When you talk about farm commodities, we're in a global marketplace. Brazil still has a vast frontier of land to bring into production. Progressive farmers from many countries, including the United States, are streaming into Brazil because they see opportunities. As a competitor to the United States, Brazil is going to be tough. The farmland here is much less expensive. That probably is a primary competitive advantage Brazil has. Brazilian agriculture has some disadvantages, including high cost of fertilizer and lime. Transportation costs are out of sight. And since we live in a global economy, in due time, everything will balance out. The cost of land in Brazil will certainly go up, and perhaps ours will come down some, but not necessarily. Does Brazil have a comparative advantage over us now? I'm not sure, but the marketplace will be the great equalizer. I believe the demand for the basic commodities, for food, fiber, and fuel, will grow just as fast as new production comes online. Until next week, I am John Block on a farm in Brazil.